And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. The Department of Agriculture has joined with the Education Department in investigating the entire state of California in its efforts to hide children's gender identity from their parents. In a letter obtained by the Daily Wire, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins informed Governor Gavin Newsom that the USDA is reviewing education-related funding in California for compliance with federal law, specifically the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, which guarantees parents access to their children's records. Meanwhile, the radical gender agenda continues spreading north of the border, where Canadian Pediatric Society has advised doctors to affirm gender confusion in children as young as six. Their article encourages pediatricians to begin prescribing menstrual suppressants and puberty blockers to confused youth rather than referring them to specialty care, because apparently waiting for appropriate psychiatric evaluation takes too long when there's a child they need to sterilize. And the Netherlands is in the news because they've crossed a pretty grim milestone themselves. Euthanasia deaths in the country exceed 10,000 in a single year, including a 60% surge in psychiatric euthanasia deaths. Of particular concern are 30 people under age 30 who were euthanized for psychological suffering last year, up from just 5 cases in 2020, which still were 5 cases too many. One young man, described as luckless and deeply unhappy, was killed after doctors determined his death wish was expected to continue. North Dakota's near-total abortion ban faced a little bit of scrutiny in the Supreme Court on Tuesday, with abortion advocates arguing that the law's medical emergency provisions are too vague for doctors to understand. Meanwhile, in Texas, Republicans are working to close loopholes in their pro-life laws by introducing the Women and Child Protection Act, which would allow parents to sue anyone who distributes abortion pills in the state. Despite the abortion lobby's aggressive efforts to circumvent state laws through mail-order abortion drugs, Texas is standing firm. Religious liberty is also under assault in Illinois, where a new amendment to the state's Human Rights Act may force faith-based organizations to hire employees who have abortions, a direct violation of their constitutional freedoms. Finally, a new Netflix propaganda film titled Adolescence fictionalizes a boy's murder of a girl after supposedly being influenced by misogynistic online content. It's being exploited in the UK as we speak, as politicians push for digital ID and censorship. I'm not opposed to protecting children, but I am opposed to the authoritarian methods. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.